Good morning. This is Friday. Is it like 12th of March? And because of this COVID situation, we had to go to the contact lectures and lab exercises to this virtual exercises. And I think we can continue with this material, what we started already during the course, remediation of contaminated environment. And there we learned that this soil contamination by hydrocarbons is the most common problem in Finland. And we had several groups working with the problems related to hydrocarbons, and now we would like to go a little bit deeper into this topic, since some of you, I can also already mention that it's Kristiina who is going to continue towards master thesis according to this plan. And yes, Kristiina and Mikael were actually doing all these steps of the hydrocarbon analysis during Monday and Tuesday. And these pictures and materials are very, very fresh. And then also we have produced some experimental material and some results, what you can use in the calculus related to this last experimental laboratory, experimental, semi-experimental, or virtual experimental. But as I told, we continue with the Nuuskakuja case, Nuuskakuja soil, and then the most important thing is how to carry out the analyze to characterize the soil, and then above all how to do the analyze of total hydrocarbons. We will go step by step through these instrumental analyses and also the pretreatment of the sample, calibration, extraction, purification, analyze, and then you will do the calculation of the results. And then a couple of words, what we are going to do after that, to continue with Mikael and Kristiina to scale up these experiments for hopefully next summer up to the pilot scale experiments, hopefully in some landfill, either in Mikkeli or in here in Jyväskylä. But anyway, back to the hydrocarbons. So we already covered this issue, that how problematic this contamination is, that there are uncountable number of this kind of accidental spills or old gas station like we had in Nuuskakuja. And the situation was exactly like that in Nuuskakuja, that there were a old gas station which has to be somehow like treated 10 years ago, but it was not enough. And more or less, what we are now working here is this soil contaminated by gasoline and diesel in this area. This is a historic site, so all the water-soluble fractions of the hydrocarbons, gasoline and benzene and diesel, they had gone to the groundwater and disappeared. Some of those compounds might have evaporated. If you can smell the hydrocarbons, then it means that there is a loss of hydrocarbon pool by evaporation. there might have been some biological degradation of some other form of degradation of hydrocarbons, or the hydrocarbon molecules might have ended up to the humidification of the soil, which means that the hydrocarbon molecules is somehow integrated inside of the humic matter molecule stuff in the soil. But anyway, very, very tricky, very common problem. And this is already directly from Sallis and Kristiina's presentation in the course ENFS 1128. So these are physical and chemical properties of gasoline components, diesel components, and then even higher oil fractions were covered by some other, I think it was Tarja or Tuija, who introduced the properties of the hydrocarbons. Also, the information related to the toxicity of these ingredients and also the physical and chemical properties with are important in the assessment of the fate and degradation of these compounds. But the problem is that the hydrocarbons, which are in Nuuskakoja at the very moment, it doesn't fit exactly to this gasoline or diesel what we can get from the gas station. There is this so-called fingerprint of hydrocarbons, which means that in the very beginning it's crude oil. And we have this Spanish international exchange students who told about this behavior of crude oil when there was this big oil spill, this tanker accident in Spain. Then crude oil is processed by refineries, for example, Neste refinery is one of the biggest. There is a distillation, fractionation, splitting of the unwanted fraction of the hydrocarbons to more suitable, more useful molecules with all kind of catalytic cracking and derivatization of these fractions. Then there is the spill of hydrocarbons into the environment, mixing into the environment. And as I mentioned, that the most water-soluble fractions of the spill, including this additive MTBE, methyltert-butyl ether additive, or the ingredients in gasoline, PTEX compounds, and the lowest hydrocarbons, they will go and pass the soil layers pretty quickly, particularly since they are more water soluble and they can reach the groundwater. And then on the other hand, the higher hydrocarbons, long chains hydrocarbons, aromatic carbons, hydrocarbons, they are more hydrophobic and they tend to stick the soil matrix, and they are more or less stay where they actually has been released into the environment. And then comes this weathering, and this stuff in Nuuskakuja has been there years and years. Anyway, very historic pollution, and then comes this weathering. It means that all these environmental processes will start to transform the molecules in the hydrocarbons, and Biodegradation is one of them, and then the other processes will change the profile of total hydrocarbon chromatogram like this. In the upper left corner, you can see a fresh spill, non-biodegraded hydrocarbons, but then within the time, and particularly if the conditions are favorable and the soil is contains like microorganisms, oxygen, nitrogen, phosphorus, trace metals, and so on, the biodegradation of these lower hydrocarbons will take place. And then in the end, what you can see here is that just these higher carbon chain hydrocarbons occur here. And there is a lot of biodegradation products and transformation of the original molecules. And And then for us, it is extremely important to know the concentration. And there are, again, very many modifications of the method. But since we want to be able to compare our results to the results in other countries, and particularly we want to be able to compare our results to the PIMA values here in Finland, and we have to follow exactly the standard method. And we will go through step by step all the different steps in this process of determination of total hydrocarbons according to this standard method. And before we can go to the analyze of hydrocarbons in the soil, we have to measure the total solids, kuiva-aine, in soil. So that is done by taking a known amount of the soil into the some kind of inert vessel and put it into the incubator and let it to dry perhaps overnight in 105 Celsius degree, and then again the weight. And then you can find out what was the moisture content of the sample and what was the dry weight total solids of the soil, and together the water and total solid concentrations should be 100%. And what you need to take here is the total solids as a percent. And you need this figure in your calculus. Like this, you have this grudrikl, it's a upokas in Finnish, and then you have a sample, about 20 grams of the sample. Before the drying and after drying, and then you can calculate the fraction of the total solids and how many percent the total solids are from the sample. That is the step number one. And this is the formula, what we will come back to here, but I just want to mention that it is this fraction what you are looking for now. How many percent of the total solids occurred in the sample? It's here. And this F here or D is some kind of dilution factor, but in our case, we don't need any dilution. It's a one in our case. But this was the first step of the analyze. And now we go to the handling and pretreatment of the sample. And some definition, what is measured actually by this method. And it's a method what can be used for the range of total hydrocarbons from 0.1 grams to 10 grams of total hydrocarbons in 1 kilo of dry soil. And if you want to more concentrated sample, you should do the dilution. And if you have a lower concentration, you can modify, for example, the sample size or do the concentration step in order to reach lower concentration. But like this is the optimal range of the concentration in the soil. And this method takes all those compounds, hydrocarbons. They can be aliphatic, they can be aromatic, whatever, but they are boiling. They will evaporate in the gas chromatography between 175 to 528 Celsius degree. And we use standards. We have an internal standard C10 in the beginning, and then the last hydrocarbon that is considered is C40. And everything what eludes between these two peaks is integrated and expressed as total hydrocarbons. So we lose those fractions of real hydrocarbons, which has less than 10 carbon atoms in the molecule. We are losing also a volatile fraction, and we want to get rid of all the polar compounds. So we are washing away all these polar compounds. We are not interested in them. We are not interested about solid fractal, so soil itself, that is excluded. And all the other impurities are extracted and cleaned away from this final sample. And the idea is that you have the soil, and then you add these two standards, C10 and C14, in hexane or some heptane. There can be several alternative hydrophobic solvents, and they are in heptane, and the solvent comes from that fraction, hexane or heptane, which includes these markers. And the heptane comes from it's called retention time window solution. And then acetone is added. Acetone is a polar solvent, and it's together with washing of the solution with water, it is removing all the compounds which are polar ones. So in order to get the real hydrocarbons, not the other interfering compounds, so they are extracted by acetone and water and discharged. So these are the methods and reagents, and we go to the gas chromatography later on. reagents are the solvent. In our case, we have this hexane and acetone as a solvent. Fluorosil is a silica gel which is used for to clean the sample. And then sodium sulfate is used to absorb the very, very final water from the extract. And then you have this hexane fraction, which goes to the analyze. And then there was this retention time window solution, which contains known amount of the C10 and C14 compounds, standards, commercial standards, which are dissolved in the hexane. And that is the extraction solution and includes also these markers. And we use external standard, and the external standard is made. Mikael went to the gas station and he bought diesel fuel and motor oil, normal, and then they make a standard solution, and then stock solution, and then standard solution at different concentration in order to be able to make a standard curve to you, and also you have a standard curve in the Excel worksheet. And the combination of this diesel and lubricant, this diesel and lubricant mixture, you can see first the peak one is C10 marker decaying, and then C14 is peak number two in the end. And on the left hand side, you can see the uncountable number of molecules coming from diesel fraction, and the hump on the right hand side from 10 to 15 minutes. This comes from the lubricant oil fraction. This is like a clean commercial mixture of lubricant oil and diesel. Mikael has made already, and Kristina made in the beginning of this week, a new standard curve to the calibration, and there were this concentration from 1 gram to 50 milligrams of hydrocarbons in liter, and the peak area, the total peak area between these two peak, one and two, is considered as the total peak area with measures the amount of the total hydrocarbons. Okay, now you have this standard curve, and now you go further and to the extraction of the soil, and you take about 20 grams of soil into the Eldemeyer flask. You add 40 milliliters of acetone, the nonpolar solvent, and then 20 milligrams of this retention time window solution that includes the polar solvent hexane with these markers. And then again, we use the shaker and let the extraction to go on for 1 hour. You can also use ultrasonic instead of a shaker. But Mikael seems to prefer this shaker instead of ultrasound bath, water bath. And after the washing, this liquid of the sample is discharged to this kind of extraction funnel. The soil itself remains in the extraction vessel. Now you are working with the acetone and hexane. And they are not miscible, so the hexane fraction is on the top and the acetone is on the pot. And the acetone is removed and discharged because it contains impurities. And 100 milliliter is added, water is added into the funnel, shaked, and then discharged. This is a washing step. And then you have this hexane fraction, the brown fraction, which contains our hydrocarbons. The next step is to put this hexane into a flask, Edelmeyer flask, which contains this sodium sulfate, what is dried and pretreated, and this sodium sulfate is able to remain a very, very last fraction of water from the sample. And after this drying, then comes this cleaning process. Before the actual analyze, you have to take this fluorosil and this sodium sulfate, and you have to do the preconditioning, drying them in oven. And then the packing of the cleaning column takes place by putting normal pipette, half cotton or glass wool, and then 2 grams of this fluorosil and 2 grams of anhydrous waterless sodium sulfate. And after that, you pass the brown hexane through this column of drying and cleaning, and what you get out of the column is the nice clear hexane solvent, as you can see on the right hand side. And this is ready for the gas chromatography. So we have a nice laboratory with several gas chromatographs here, 3 different ones. And what we are using is in the middle. It is gas chromatograph with the flame ionizing detector, Shimatsu. And I hope that you have studied the principle of the chromatography and gas chromatography with some other course, because we don't have time to go now through the principle. But your samples, our samples, placed in this kind of autosampler. And the autosampler will take the samples for injections. And there are like every now and then there is a clean hexane, which is cleaning the injection port and column and stabilizing the column between the samples. The column is a non-polar one, and the length of the column is 30 meters. The inside diameter of the column is very small, 0.5 25 millimeters, and the coating on the surface of the inner wall of the column is 0.25 micrometer thick. So that these vials are put into the rack of outer sampler, and then you write the name of the samples and number of the position of the samples, and then start to make the program for the run. And as I mentioned, that there has to be these hexane vials among the real samples, and then you make a stand, okay, and yes, when you get the final chromatogram, this time the n-hexane eludes around 5.5 minutes, and the C14 compound comes from the column with retention time 23.5 minutes, and everything what is between is considered the total hydrocarbons. And the integration starts just after the first peak, and it ends up before the second peak. And then it looks like that. In front, in left, you can see the typical chromatogram of nuuskakuja untreated sample. You can see that this looks very much like a diesel contamination. And then on the bottom of this results, you can get this retention times and the peak areas, and the area what we are interested in is this peak number one, and it seems that it gives the retention time with the 9.4, and it means that it gives the retention time according to the highest peak. So the highest peak comes with the 9.4 minutes, and but it doesn't mean anything else, that it is the highest peak. So the total peak area on the column or the peak number two is the area between this peak one and peak two, C10 and C40. And you will get this different peak areas in the Excel, and then you can calculate the concentration of your sample according to peak area compared to the standard curve, and then further on. The chromatogram on the right hand side, it is treated soil, and as you can see, it seems that this kind of Fenton type treatment and soil washing removes almost all the hydrocarbons. And yes, that is the idea to continue. And that would make sense, that we want to get rid of the hydrocarbons, and we want to get the clean soil to proceed with the possible use of the soil what is treated, and the concentration of the contamination is lower than PIMA values. Okay, something about the program, computer program of the run. Everything is controlled by this computer and this program. And you, for example, you will set the temperature for injector and detector 360, and the program for in order to get that kind of nice linear beautiful chromatogram is that you will start every time in the very beginning of the injection, the column temperature, And the oven column own temperature is 40 Celsius degree in the beginning. And then the temperature start to raise. The ramp, is that the speed of the warming is 15 Celsius decrease per minute. At it increase until, was it 360, and those compounds with different kind of boiling points will elute with nice intervals, and we can get a nice separation of different peaks. And this is optimized for these hydrocarbons. If you have some other kinds of program, your chromatogram would look totally different. And then finally, this is the very same equation what I showed in the beginning. So you already know the total solid concentration as a percentage. Dilution factor is 1. No dilution. Your concentration, that is the value of milligrams of hydrocarbons per liter, what you can get out of these standard curves by putting your samples total peak area and have a look what is the concentration in x-axis, which represents with that peak area. Vol V is the volume of the retention time window solution. In this case, it was 20 milliliters, so 0.02 liters. M is the mass of the soil, around 20 grams in our case, and in the Excel worksheet, each group can get its own values, and the lab report is a very short report of the calculated concentrations of your sample values in the Excel worksheet. So what's next? What we have been doing with Mikael already for a year, and I have been doing for 20-30 years, I've been doing the remediation of soil contaminated from uncountable number of problematic compounds, this time hydrocarbons. So what Sally and Christina had in the presentation in our course, remediation of contaminated soil, we will continue, we are continuing, we have already started to carry out this kind of experiments, that we will take the sample from Nuuskakkuja. We have several buckets full of that soil, and we will continue to do this Fenton type cleaning processes for the contaminated soil, which means that we inject hydrogen peroxide into the soil. The soil contains already iron. Always in Finnish soil, there is enough iron to be able to work catalytically. And in order to make this reaction more favorable, we use a stabilizer of the hydrogen peroxide, this gallium biphosphate, or above all these different kind of humic products, which are able to stabilize the hydrogen peroxide and also to be able to act as a surfactant in order to get these hydrocarbons out of the surface of the these particles to help this availability of the polar compounds. So this humic matter has these dual fractions. And after that, if we are not able to reach the guideline value, we will skip to the biodegradability and biodegradation experiments. And at the moment, the tests are already there going on 30 days in dark aerobic conditions and have a look. Does this phenton treatment enhance the overall removal of hydrocarbons, either without a seed, or then we have the incolum or some bacterial seed coming from the compost perhaps, and with different kind of moisture and nutrients, with and without, we will test. And our goal is the lower guideline value, 100 grams of total hydrocarbons per kilo of total solids of soil. And if we can get the water cleaner than that, this soil is good for all the purposes. And there are no restrictions for the use of the soil in any purpose. And the innovative aspect of this research is these humic compounds we produced by VAPO, but also we have commercial products available, but they are huge, but they are very, very expensive. 30 grams of this powder costs something like 20 euros, so it's far too expensive. We have something cheaper, and VAPO has promised to produce something from peat extract, which could work and stabilize the degradation of hydrogen peroxide in the cleaning process and make the lifetime longer in the treatment. And also, when the lifetime of hydrogen peroxide is longer, it's not consumed by the degradation by bacteria and metals. So it means also that this hydrogen peroxide can penetrate further to the soil, and the radius of influence of the hydrogen peroxide in injection will increase. And yes, this is the place again where the soil is coming from, and we have been playing with this idea and also playing with this soil. And what Mikael has been doing, he has been doing this hydrogen peroxide treatment, so-called modified phenton processes, by this kind of very robust, simple, rapid shaking experiment, batch experiments. And after that, we are now in the process of going to the shaking experiments into the column experiments, as I mentioned that. With shaking experiment, with the absorption, you can get the maximum amount and the best possible result. But also in this case, you have to actually put it in the column and run this process in continuous mode and have a look how much hydrogen peroxide is needed and how much hydrogen peroxide is actually degraded, and how much of the hydrogen carbon compounds is extracted by the water, and how much we can find them from the leachate coming out of the extraction column. And what we hope, of course, is the removal and degradation of the hydrocarbons. And if they are not degraded by this Fenton treatment, we will have a look how it affects the biodegradability. And on the right-hand side, we have something old results coming from the time when I was in Tampere. So we had a look what was the biodegradability of the organic matter what was in the soil before the treatment and after the treatment. And as you can see, the treatment of the soil make this material in the soil more biodegradable. This is the traditional BOT test, bottle test. And in the very end, we hope that we could be able to start this kind of small scale pile experiments next summer. And if it's working, we would like to see that our recipe of injection of hydrogen peroxide, known concentration, together with this kind of stabilization humic product combined to the hydrogen peroxide could be injected into the piles of contaminated soil in for example in Mustankorkea. They have they take this soil contaminated by hydrocarbons to the Mustankorkea. They will take a fee, they have some composting, and they do the treatment, and when they reach the concentration 2.5 grams of hydrocarbons per kilo, they start to use this contaminated material for the landscaping of the waste heap in the landfill. But this is end use of the soil, which is non-sensitive. And we would like to go much lower concentration, this 100 milligrams of total hydrocarbons per kilo, which would allow us to use the soil wherever. Okay, that was the presentation. Do you have any question related with the presentation?